You're listening to Heather and Wicket.
Mornings 6 to 10 a.m.
on Laser 103.3.
Clubhouse Karen, Wicket.
I don't get why people have to ruin children's fun, but it always has to do with three words some people hate, and it's H-O-A.
I consider them HOA holes.
It's the HOA. Is your board at your HOA made up of eight Karens? I don't know if, even know where this is from. It's been on like eight different newspapers and whatnot, but a guy built a treehouse for his sons during the pandemic.
So nice.
I mean, what a great...
Great dad! Yay!
Yay! Pandemic, go outside, play outside, blah, 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 blah. So it's built in like this wooded area. Kids can play. It's fine. Somebody complained to the HOA. And the HOA made dad disassemble, destroy, take down the treehouse. So what I kind of like in this passive-aggressive world that we live in, he typed up a letter and he put it in plastic and he hung it on a tree. Don't worry, you're safe now. Your act of casual cruelty was successful. The complaint you lodged with the HOA was heard. They had me take down the small tree fort that I built on this location with my sons during the pandemic. No longer will its presence offend your walk past my house. Please enjoy your stroll free from the sound of my children's play and laughter. They are safely back inside now, watching television, I'm sure. Enjoy the unobstructed view of my backyard. I will try to keep it up to the code. Best, Dave. I love the passive aggressiveness of that. And what he also did is he took the piece of paper, put it in the plastic sleeve, but he put the plastic sleeve upside down so that way the rain can't get into it, so it will remain there for a while. I mean, you can go rip it down. It's a piece of plastic holding a piece of paper, but man, you can't. And I get it. It's like it's against the HOA rules probably, but it's a treehouse for kids in a wooded backyard. Like, come on. Really? Do your rules matter that much?
Karens, I'm telling you, Wicket. But normally you love HOAs. I am anti-HOA, which is one of the reasons why I have a house and not a condo, because it is so challenging. When you get into one of those condo situation HOAs, Wicket, you have all of these people who are on the board. And then it's just like being in high school again. We have to run to be on the board. It's like, oh, I want to be the secretary. Oh, I want to be the class president. So I have some sort of a say in the likelihood that I can keep my dogs here, because they go over their 137 rules every month and make sure they want to still allow dogs. Because what if one makes pee-pee in the elevator? Oh, my God. You know, that's why I have a house.
I don't want your dog peeing in my elevator, by the way.
Listen, I clean it up. Calm down.
I love my HOA, actually, because I don't want to shovel snow. I don't want to cut grass. I don't want to own a lawnmower.
I don't want to do that either.
I don't want to own a snowblower. I want someone else to take care of my driveway, especially last winter we had here in Iowa. The grass seemingly needs to get cut every 12 hours. They take care of that. All I have to do is worry about the rock and the mulch like 10 feet out. Plus, they handle the pool, and we have a community pool that I am literally 25 feet away from. They maintain that. I love my HOA.
All right, so Wicket's going to stay with his HOA forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm imagining a tattoo on your arm.
Yeah.
HOA 4.
Yeah.
EVA.
The number 4.
Much like the Mark Wahlberg from the little Reese Witherspoon movie that I can't remember. Very creepy. If you remember, call me.
Oh, the scary one?
Yes.
Fear.
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 All
yeah.
Right.
Fear.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Forever.
All right. Are you on team HOA or are you anti-HOAs? 244-1033.
Yeah, I'm sure that you've got horror stories.
Oh.
Because Wicket in his little rainbow glasses.
It's a bubble.
Rose-colored world.
It's out in West Des Moines. It's wonderful.
It's unbelievable to me that there's nothing that you hate about this group of people, that everything is so great in your little Stepford Wives HOA West Des Moines land.
They took care of our roof. They're going to take care of our driveway next. I don't have to worry about those repairs. I love my HOA.
So there are no Karens on your HOA, Wicket.
I think our board is one guy. I think the other three people quit or got fired. I think we're up to one guy runs our entire complex, our entire community. I'm team HOA all the way.
All right.
Hooray.
Laser. 844-1033.
Talking about HOA holes, Wicket's team HOA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them. What are your thoughts, Laser?
You can keep them.
Come on! They take care of the snow and the grass.
I do not care.
All right, why? Explain yourself.
Well, one, I do not like to people tell me what I can and cannot do with my yard and my house.
Yes!
If I want to decorate for Halloween all year round, I'm going to do so.
Right.
Is that something you want to do? You want to dress your house up like the Beetlejuice house in July?
I collect skulls. And if I want to put a great big fat skull in the middle of my yard, I'm going
to
do it.
Do it. Yeah. If you worked hard to get into that house, if you want a skull in there, if you want to paint your house Hunter Orange, you should be able to do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Becky.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Terrible call. Never call again, Becky. I mean, you can call. It's fine. It's great. But
oh, do you want to change the topic, Wicked?
Karen, Karen's the new Becky, so.
Whatever. Whatever, Wicked.